Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Well, y'all asked me. You shouldn't have asked me if you didn't want to know. I'll be trying to keep my stuff to myself now. But you asked me, I'm going to tell you. 448-922-2703. We have Adelia Turner with us. Adelia is the president of Atlanta Federation of Teachers. Adelia, how are you?
Doing good.
Pull that microphone down so you don't have to. There you go. Tell us what you got going on. We always like to hear, I love teachers. I say teachers make every other profession possible. And we know that as the teachers union, tell us a little bit about the union because you are a representative of the Atlanta Federation of Teachers and the Georgia Federation as well. Tell us how those two kind of work together.
Well, the Georgia Federation of Teachers is the state organization over the Atlanta Federation of Teachers, and we have several locals around the state. Our parent organization, and although we have local autonomy, is the American Federation of Teachers.
Okay. All right. And so what do y'all do? What is your main job?
We look for best practices in education, effective practices that are reliable, and we help to make sure that teachers, paraprofessional secretaries can do their job so that we can effectively educate our children based on tried and true reliable research, the best methods.
What are the, when you look across Georgia, because you crisscross the state, we're going to get to Atlanta, what's happening to APS, what you're here to talk about. Where are some of the things that you say, kudos, we're doing a good job here, or some of the places even?
We're doing a fantastic job actually every day. The public really does not know that. But especially in areas where we have young people whose parents are not as fortunate as some parents, the teachers are not only teaching students and giving their time, they're also giving their resources. In fact, we have more people graduating from high school in 2019 than we did 30 years ago, but the public doesn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
We have more children being fed, and we have more healthcare services, and et cetera, but not because of the state or the school district, but because there are partners and people like you, too, Derek, who go out and find resources for the schools. So we are very proud of the work that is being done. Of course, we can always do a better job.
Mm-hmm.
Our other districts outside of 285, some of those larger districts may have more resources, but they also have many problems because of that heavy load. But we have school districts suffering in terms of transportation and et cetera, not
right.
being able to afford that in rural Georgia.
Right.
So. But we have to commend the boards of education who have it right. Many of them have it right. And many of the superintendents have it right. They're maintaining local control, and they're exercising best practices that they know already work.
Talk about what is the data showing? Because most counties now are in the pre-K business. I thought that was a great move. I think the sooner you get a child in a organized educational system with whole words and teaching them reading, the better off you're going to be. What are we seeing happening around that trend?
That goes to another point also, because socioeconomic status, definitely there's a correlation between that and students' ability to achieve, not to comprehend, but to achieve. The state, we go back and forth and we play political football with the pre-K funding, and districts don't have pre-K funding unless they find that pre-K funding, because the state holistically is just not funding that. But the sooner young people are exposed to the three R's, the better, and that is why the data shows us that one of the components of effective schools deals with where children come from in terms of their socioeconomic status and parental involvement.
Let's get to the state of education here in APS. Teachers will be going back to classrooms in another week or so. Children will be going back in about 2 weeks in APS. What's the dynamic? What's happening? Because y'all are calling the protest.
Yes, we are. And it's time in the birth city of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and in the tradition of civility. We're asking all citizens to join us in that protest. And we're asking for three things in that protest. Our school district has been sold, and it is practicing a Betsy DeVos philosophy. And what we mean by sold is that the Atlanta Board of Education is actually giving away their responsibility and giving contracts, 20 and 25-year contracts, to charter school, to the charter school industry, meaning Cadesi, Purpose Built. One of our mayors advocate for that, former mayors. I think that person make about six figures. And the other is KIPP. And the research is already in. You can point to any particular charter school that you want to and say, okay, cherry pick, this one is doing great. But you also have to explain why that school, like at Eastlake, is doing so well. And the parents that were supposed to come in with a great mixed community at first, a lot of those people are not even there anymore. Charter schools pick and choose who go into them. It is new segregation. And one of the reasons why Atlanta Public Schools budget is much higher than the city of Atlanta's, over $200 million, is because they've given away these large contracts to these companies. And that is why the charter school industry, it is an industry, exists. So what happens is that Atlanta Public Schools get into the real estate business and they close schools. They give away buildings to these charter companies and they run folk off. And that's what's happening. So we are asking for three things. Number one, for the superintendent to be fired. For the superintendent to be fired. We knew what her record was before she came here. And we knew how she came. Number two, for Jason Estevez, which is practicing a DeVos philosophy, and also he's the treasurer of the Democratic Party, to resign. Jason Estevez, to resign. The third thing for Atlanta Public Schools, the Board of Education, to step away and step away immediately from giving our schools away. They plan to give some more away under the so-called excellent school plan, and there's nothing excellent about it. Those are the three things we're demanding. This school district, the people who are on there, many of them from Teach for America. Now, there are a few good Teach for America folks, so let's get that straight. But they came with an agenda. They have been bought. And we are asking for them to turn around right now and not allow Jason Estevez to continue what Courtney English was doing also and Kostarfin and take Atlanta and just flat out give it away. And that's what's happening. So all citizens who believe in justice, righteousness, and believe in improving public schools the right way, we want you August the 1st to join us in a peaceful demonstration outside of the Atlanta Public School building, 130 Trinity Avenue.
All right, 404-892-2703. You heard Vidalia Turner, American Federation of Teachers, AFT. They're throwing down the gauntlet, saying it is time for some change here. When we come back, we'll unpack some of the things she said. Superintendent should be fired. And the charterizing, if you will, of Atlanta Public School is selling it off. And these 25-year management agreements and contracts that they have with these various entities. We'll talk more about that. If you're a parent in APS or you share her concern, or if you don't, then call us up, 404-892-2703. We'll be back. It's News and Talk 1380 at WALK. All right, we got a lot going on today, and so we're going to get straight to it. Vidalia Turner, she's very clear. Something is not quite right. Talk a little bit more about these charter school and what percentage of APS now is under some charter school management?
About one half is under charter school management. And you notice that the board saved politically active Southwest Atlanta for last. We understand there were parents like Mary Palmer and Shauna Hayes and one of our minister's wives that were on a committee to help improve Harper Archer, and then after they wrote those plans up, the superintendent decided to abandon those plans. It was not a surprise because she was keeping them busy. This superintendent actually doesn't need a board. You know, we saw her on March 4th turn from Mary Poppins to Chucky when Miss Olympiades went against the excellent school plan, And Olympiadis changed her vote for what the superintendent wanted it to be and said she was confused about it, although we had talked to her at length about it. This superintendent also campaigns for her own bosses.
I was a little bit
taken
aback by that because I've never seen that, where the superintendent, who is supposed to be managed by the board, actually gives campaign donations. I mean, these were contested races.
Yes.
And she basically said she'd do what she want to with her money.
And
got out actively campaigning. I'm on the stump for someone. I've never seen that.
Well, we have asked Attorney Jason Estevez now three times if during the tenure of the superintendent that she was ever compensated by any other entities other than the Atlanta Public School System, the tax dollars. He wrote me back and said that she's compensated by Atlanta tax dollars. And then we wrote the question again very clearly. I'm sure he didn't go to a so-called failing school, okay? We want to know if any part of her compensation package, any benefits, any types of currencies have been paid by any business interest, any special interest, any charter companies, et cetera, since she has been here in Atlanta. Now, you know, Kostarfin was the only sole pick that TFA board, Courtney English and all, brought in here. I was on the superintendent search committee, stepped back when we saw how that thing was going and nothing was fair and open about that process.
Yeah.
So Kostarfin, which they all aligned up with Michelle Ree and Kevin Johnson, and we were all for the OSD talking about let's do this Atlanta. You know, the verdict has always been in on Kostarfin to us. She's charming. She'll go and race with the community, et cetera, and she's smooth talking. But the lady is poison for this city.
Talk about the corporations that we have contract with. How many different charter organizations? We hear the ones, Candesi, we purpose-built
and
schools
Kip.
Emerged, I guess, two, 3 years ago, managing the Carver Cluster Schools. I don't know if they've expanded. We know KIPP. Well, she brought the top guy as the deputy superintendent.
David Jernigan.
Brought him in. So that every signal that you needed to know which direction you were headed in, she wouldn't hide in her hand at all. Mm-hmm. If you get the man who is over probably, I guess KIPP is probably the largest provider of service.
Yes,
you know
the
what their annual contract is for all of their schools?
I do not know, but we need to find that out. It's into the millions, though.
Yeah.
And the bad part about it is that they can also get your property.
Yeah, well, we saw that. They've done that one at Grove Park, the swap out between Grove Park and what's the other school right next to it?
Woodson. Yes.
And I'm hearing they're already tearing down the whichever one of the schools over there that they part of the Emerald Corridor that I just talked about.
Yes.
Where they're going to build a new school or some kind of health facility, they saying. And the YMCA or something over there, and they had to take about 9 homes, as I understand it, from people over there through eminent domain.
Oh, well, and then Purpose Built goes in with the Purpose Built community. I think Shirley Franklin may work for Purpose Built.
Yeah, well, she does.
And we were talking to some people in Athens yesterday about how that's being trying to come into that community in Athens, Georgia. We know they went to New York and other places wherever they can get in. And instead of improving schools the correct way, they go in and they play off the fact that schools are poor and with poor resources and parents are not involved. Mm-hmm. And we've known since time immemorial there are citizens, large bands of citizens, who do not speak up for themselves for various reasons. Some feel intimidated. Some can't speak up. Some can't get to the meetings, et cetera. But that is not a reason why this Atlanta Board of Education should be taking advantage of our innocent people here in this city who built this city and paid for this property with tax dollars.
Talk about the difference. What is the research showing in terms of these charter schools, whether they are being successful at raising test scores? The general indicators of a improving school.
Okay.
Greater attendance, teachers whose, whose degrees match up, all other things that indicate that there's a school, great school.
Well, in charter schools, teachers don't have to be certified.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think a lot of folk know that. The other thing is that these charter schools come up with their own rules. So they decide who comes to work in those schools and who's fired. And it's at will. They also can decide whether or not your child can come to that school or not. They cut numbers off, they make up rules, and then they put children out. We have seen it at several schools around the city of Atlanta and in other cities. But research shows us, again, that charter schools do as well as public, but most charter schools do worse. So the question is, why is Atlanta Public School going full speed ahead, bringing in more charter school companies to this city?
And I think you all raise an interesting point, the point I always raise about charter schools. Is it an admission that the superintendent and her team cannot run schools? I mean, if you really consider it, that you basically saying, I just need to farm this out to somebody else because maybe we cannot increase the achievement gap. We don't, I don't know.
But that's that's really what they're saying if Atlanta would stop and just look at it.
Right.
We can't do our job.
Right.
And so we're going to hand it on off to charter school companies who have no track record of doing a good job and where there are effective means that we are abandoning. So therefore, we have to say then they are not educators. You know, they may have taught school 1 or 2 years to get the loans paid off. Some of them have never had a kid in a public school because they've never had a kid. So you're absolutely correct. It's all a big business game and a sham.
All right. When we come back, we're going to let you tell us once again how people can join you all down at the Atlanta Board of Education, right down Trinity Avenue. And, you know, we'll give you all the information. Go grab your pen and paper. There's a lot at stake. They want Jason Estevez gone, and they want to slow down this charter movement that has seemed to be taking over. 448-922-2703. Don't go into place. We'll be back. It's News and Talk, 1380 WALK.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.